Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The school of Tupac, I'm around. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. So I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
So you guys, if you follow me on Twitter, you know I have been saying over and over and over and over and over that you have to have a PAC, a Political Action Committee. And I know there's been conversation. I said it at the rally last year on the reparations rally. And folks said, why is Tesla in there? This has nothing to do with politics. Well, clearly they don't understand how anything is done, how anything is passed. Well, now we can look at a real life example. There's an organization on Twitter that you can follow called Listen to Michigan. The Listen to Michigan organization that is a hashtag is actually Arab Americans for Progress. Guess what Arab Americans for Progress is? A 401c PAC, Political Action Committee. Let me say again, 501c4 Political Action Committee. It is one thing to hashtag all day, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we ain't voting, we sitting out, we sitting out, we sitting out. And there's another thing to actually have a PAC with organizations, with yes, leaders, because all PACs need leaders, and all PACs have leaders, by the way, nothing has happened to these leaders. But to have an actual organization where you donate your money to, that can fund you sitting on Twitter and bringing awareness, that can fund you sending literature out to folks, that can fund actually getting people to the polls to vote against the person you're with and the person that you want to go against, do like they did, which had 100,000 people show up for no commitment. It's one thing to say, I'm not going to vote for you if you're not a supporter of reparations. And it's another thing to organize 100,000 people in a city to say, we're showing up to vote no commitment. Meaning we want to put it on the record. See, talk sounds so good. It sounds good. But when 100,000 people get out their bed and show up to vote at the polls for everybody but you. See, this is why voting is power. I've never said vote for the person that you don't like. What I'm trying to show you, it is a tool to show that, yes, you exist. Talking behind fake names and avatar, not real. We don't know if you really are who you say you are. We don't know where you live. There's no data. There's nothing. What was real was 100,000 people in Michigan went to the polls yesterday under the direction of Listen to Michigan. And that is why they're in the news all day, every day. And that is why Joe Biden is saying, well, we might have a ceasefire on Monday. That is why they're having the action. And guess what? They're not going to stop there. It's about 15 other states that also have a no commitment. So why is reparations? Were challenging me about why was I involved? Why are they not organizing for the reparation to be voting no commitment? Where is that campaign at? Where is that 501c at? Why are you not donating to that to get people to move? This is not chastising you. I'm just telling you what it is. To sit around and say that immigrants and other groups have PACs, that's just a plain, flat out lie. They do. Look at the website I just put up. Go look and see what they do. Election day volunteer training. Election night gathering training. Phone banking. Donations by 4 pages. And this is a fairly new organization, by the way. Action Network. He is Action Network. I haven't found how much they've raised us so far because it is a new organization. So I don't know if they turned their campaign report or not. But do y'all see the difference? Put a 100, just admit you've seen the difference. There's been a lot of misinformation. It's either because people don't know or they're intentionally trying to mislead you. And what I'm trying to tell you is if you want to be taken serious, start a damn PAC and actually organize. That means the infighting has to stop on Twitter. That means the money needs to go to one thing, one or two things. That means people need to take a position and stop thinking that the CIA is looking for you because so you got to go by hot dog 5982 and go real damn name and take a position of power and assert it. That means have to be knocked on. That means that grassroots is not just standing in the grass. Protest is very important part of it. I support protests. But the difference between this type of protest for these Gaza, y'all saw that guy set himself on fire? They ain't playing with this. He literally set himself on fire on Monday. They talk and land in planes. They taking this shit real serious. Now, I'm not saying you got to set fire, but how many of you would even dedicate the time to start the pack? Stop thinking other group has to have a pack because they all, the successful ones, the Jewish pack, APAC, one of the most or the most powerful PAC in the country is the Jewish PAC. And yes, there are hundreds of black PACs, just not the PACs that you probably will support. There are hundreds of probably thousands. So if you don't know how to start one, just say that. If you don't want to be a part of it, just say that. But to say no other group does that, flat a lie. But they're not counting you anyway. There's more people that stay home than don't. There were more today in Michigan's primary than did not stay home. Actually, that helps. That helps the candidate that like get to 50% easier. What hurt yesterday was 100,000 people that showed up for no commitment. What hurt yesterday was the other, I believe, let me get the numbers. I don't know how many showed up. I don't have it. Let's see how many showed up. The 20,000 that showed up for Dean Phillips. That's what hurt. You know how many people it is? It's millions of Michigan. So why do you being one of the million that they're already counting on not voting makes a difference? My audio is choppy, so let me know if it sounds good. People showed up to vote for Joe Biden. 100,000 showed up to say, I'm uncommitted. 20,000 showed up to say, I voted for Dean Phillips. Oh, I know y'all say those are not important numbers. What is that? Well, let me break it down to you and explain exactly what it is. And 2000 Sanders beat Hillary Clinton by only 18,427 votes. I worked in Michigan, the only Black staffer that year from the national level. And we won because we focused on Flint, who Hillary Clinton was ignoring because she thought she had Dearborn and Detroit in the bag. And we focused on the outskirts. He won by 18,427 votes. He had 49%. Hillary had 48%. Show me how that vote doesn't matter. When Hillary ran in the general against Trump in Michigan, he won by 10,000 votes. He had 47.3% of the vote. Clinton had 47% of the vote. So when somebody say 100,000 is not enough, not a lot. Oh, it is when you look at it only took 10,000 votes to flip. And I guess people are just forgetting or not remembering, or maybe they don't know. This is the Electoral College. It's not the popular vote. So all it takes is for him to do just well, just good enough in a state to get all of the electoral votes. Are y'all following what I'm saying? That's why it's important to talk to some people sometime that have actually had to do field work, because it's a totally different perspective. I appreciate commentators. I appreciate, you know, their point of view. Just like this morning, Charlamagne was like, I don't think they're going to stay out. That's his point of view as a commentator. My point of view is quite different because I worked in Michigan for several months. And it is different when you're on the ground and you're talking to these people and you're hearing how they move and you're hearing how they feel. And that was how they felt. Before this happened, I know that it's a strong Muslim community. That's why Rashida Tlaib represents Detroit. Over five Black people have ran against her, and she crushed them all. So when somebody say why she ain't talking about Black back issues, she's talking about the issues that her people elected her to do. She is doing exactly what she's supposed to do, which is get elected by her people, push her issues. If people want to get behind want somebody to talk about Black issues, then you need to elect a Black person, and then you need to demand that they do your issues. And if they don't do no issues, then you need to have a threat and push them out. That's the difference. So I just wanted to give y'all some real information on what happened yesterday, why that matters. We don't have to guess. You guys can continue to stay in your bowls of conversations, or you can continue to do the hashtags. I will only uplift it every chance I get, but uplifting it on TV or uplifting it in meetings is not the same as organizing. At some point, somebody's going to have to organize. And that's it. That's all. You might be saying, well, Tezlin, why don't you do it? Well, I run a staffing firm. A communications firm. And I have 4 shows that I do. And I'm not interested in starting a 501c4. I'm also not on here every day landing planes about a singular topic. Those who are landing planes about a singular topic every day, all day, should be the ones starting this organization so that you can actually get a salary for talking about the same topic every day, all day. You can hire people for talking about the same topic all day, every day. You can have a website. You can have collateral go out. And you can organize people to go to the polls and say, we're voting, we're writing in reparations. The same way they did the write-in in New Hampshire. None of the above. Same way they did it in Michigan. Uncommitted. Because I promise you, they're not looking at comments on Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. They're just not. It's a part of it. It's important. I'm not minimizing it, but it is not as important as you guys think with zero strategy.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'll take a couple of calls and then we'll get out of here. And again, I don't know who is who with these names. So if you're trolling, I'm just letting you know right at the gate, I'm Xing you on out and we're moving on. So this is B-Dub25. You can go ahead. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Ms. Tez? I appreciate you this morning.
I'm fine.
Thank you. Appreciate you this morning. Listening to you guys pretty regularly too on the Breakfast Club. At least catch your segment, if nothing else. So I like hearing your spin with the news or how you guys are putting it out. I was curious. I was expecting that conversation to be as it was this morning about the 100,000 people that came out. And I look at that as a big number, definitely. But when I look at it in context, I know you were bringing up 2016. Wouldn't the 2012 primary be a better comparison, better apples to apples, where you have an incumbent Democratic president that was running in the primary in Michigan, as opposed to looking at 2016, where you had two candidates who were neither both vying for the nomination, neither were the current sitting president, neither were the incumbent?
Well, anytime you, that's a great question. Anytime that you're doing a comparison, it's never apples to apples because the environment changes. So anytime you're looking at, when you're doing a political analysis, I'm speaking to the weather, which means it 70 degrees in March in Houston here, but last year it could have been 50 degrees because of climate control. So you're never going to be apples to apples. So what you do is you take a little bit of data that you can and you try to use that to make an assessment. So it's not about comparing it to 2016 when you had an incumbent, because you're saying compared to what
2012 when Obama was an incumbent.
Yeah, that didn't matter. There was a totally different environment, a totally different energy, a totally different shift. And let me just kind of back up a little bit. Joe Biden came to Barack Obama campaign. They chose as a vice president to lock in Michigan. So he was actually, if you go Google this and look this up, he was supposed to be Mr. Michigan because of all of the relationships that he had in the labor. He was supposed to be the cool, that's where Uncle Joe came from, the cool guy that could sit down with the labor guys and sit down and have a beer. He was recruited for Michigan at that time. So when he was running with Obama in Michigan, he was able to deliver that. That is totally different from when he's actually been in office now. And again, being in office now with a war going on is a totally different environment. We have not seen that before. This is beyond just policy with student debt and people being upset. This is beyond the unions being pissed off, you know, having multiple strikes, which he's made up with some of those. It's beyond that. We have a war going on with a group of people that are not going to allow you to play with them. Remember, this group of people actually will do suicide bombs. So we're not talking about people. And I'm going to say this. Black people, you can play in our face all day. This group is not the type of group that's going to allow you to play with them and their people. So this, there is no apples to apples because this is new. But when you can pile all of the other things, like University of Michigan, it's a huge college base in Michigan. That's why we were able to win Bernie Sanders in 2016, because of the college. So when he was talking about free college for all, we got a lot of numbers there. So now they don't have debt. It's only been about 200,000 something people that has some type of debt relief. So now you have college students that don't have debt. I mean, that are still in debt. Now you have the unions, some with you, some not with you. Then now you have a war going on with the strongest base in Michigan. So there is no apples to apples.
There's a war in 2012.
And certainly not comparing to Obama.
There was a war in 2012, though. We were in a war.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same war.
It was still a war going on, though. That we actually,
it's not still a war.
We had Americans in that war. And I would also make a
point. You want to listen? Okay. Do you want to listen or tell me, babe?
Okay.
It's not the same. This is not about Americans in that war. This is about Muslims saying you are blowing up their family in Gaza. This is Palestinian. This is a Palestinian issue. It's not just Americans in a war. It's a different war. You're not listening to what these people are saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening. I'm also looking at the voter turnout, too, though. I'm also looking at the voter turnout.
It's not any war or just anybody running or anybody. No, these are Muslims saying you're not going to blow up our people. These are Palestinians. It's a whole different thing. We done got in this Israel, this Jewish versus Palestine business. And that east side of business ain't like no other. That's why it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Again, I just look at the voter turnout. I mean, I look at, yes.
You're looking at how many races have you worked on?
I've not worked on the races.
Okay. Well, that matters. And I'm not saying that to be funny. But you have to know when you look, it's kind of like if I give you a bunch of fruit and I say, you know, tell me what you're looking at and you think something is an apricot and it really might be an orange. You really have to know, like, how to look at the numbers. You can't just look at the numbers and say, oh, I'm just looking at voter turnout. I just pointed out how looking at 2012 is different than now because Joe Biden actually was delivering Michigan.
Respect. But I can also talk to people who have worked on campaigns as well, too. And they've given me the.
But you're talking to some, right. But you're talking to somebody to actually help flip Michigan notes. You see the difference? So I don't know who you're talking to and what their bona fides are, but I was the only black person in Michigan in 2016 when we won. The five black people that Bernie Sanders met, I introduced them to. It's the reason why we got the 2-3%. The people that he met with and hugged with, they use that in commercials all over Michigan, and that's how we won. So you're talking to the lady that actually flipped Michigan. So it is levels to this, baby. And what I'm telling you, Michigan having 100,000 people show up to say uncommitted is nothing to sneeze at. And it has nothing to do with 2012 or anything.
Fair enough. But I also point out the fact that Joe Biden brought out 700,000 people to vote for him.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
What was the last candidate that got that many votes in the primary in Michigan?
Are you not listening? Are you having a hard time listening? It doesn't matter if he brought us 700,000 or not. Good for him. What I'm telling you is Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes. Bernie won by 16,000 votes. It doesn't matter. And you can get millions of people. But if I get 10,000 more, 5,000 more, it makes a difference to win all of the delegates in that state. And also, in case you didn't hear me, they're going to do this in about 10 other states. So if you are pro-Obama, I'm not here to be pro-Biden or pro. I'm telling you what it is. I'm giving you my analogy. So if you think that, okay, it really don't matter and sit back. You're hurting President Biden. If you're not taking this serious, you're hurting that campaign. And it's the reason why President Biden said, well, I think we're going to have a ceasefire on Monday because he know them people ain't playing with him. I'm not sitting around and playing and having an opinion overnight. I'm giving you a political analysis based on what is happening, real numbers, what I know to be true, not what I want to be true. You're looking at popular vote. You're looking at 600,000 came out. And I'm only 100,000 came out. It only take 5,000. It only take 10,000. It only takes 1-2% of Republicans to get 1-2% black people to come on their side. And the whole thing can flip. If you've never worked on a campaign, never worked in field, haven't had to create a win number, it's going to be hard for you to understand. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm just telling you it to be true.
I respect your resume, Tess. I've heard your resume multiple times. I respect your resume.
I know I got to keep repeating it, and not in a way to brag. I just want you to know what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And so if you support President Biden and anybody that's saying, well, I'm looking at 600,000 that came out for him. No, that's great. But you always got to worry about the 100,000. You got to worry about the 100,000 that made it a point. See, let me also explain this. The 100,000 that came out were already super voters. You know what a super voter is? What is a super voter?
Super voter is somebody who's voted in the last four elections.
Okay, great. Great answer. So these are already super voters, which means, I'm going to make it in simple terms, I'm taking people out of your hat. There's only a certain amount of people that's going to vote. That's why when people say, I ain't voting, they really wouldn't count on you anyway. They only, when you go into the voter action network, the actual system to create your win number for candidates, they're only counting super voters. They're totally ignoring you. So people who are saying, don't count me, no worries, we were never counting you. We have to get the candidate to the door, to the voter that we know is going to be consistent, that voter that says, I'm going to vote no matter what. And all we have to do is get enough of those people to the door to win 50 or more percent. So given small numbers, if I have 10,000 super voters, remember these 100,000 were super voters. And now you've taken 5,000 super voters that went out their way, put their clothes on, took off work, drove up to the polls, checked, uncommitted, not hashtagging, not talking on Twitter, not landing a plane, but literally checked, uncommitted. They have taken from that super voter bucket, which means it is a threat. Even if 600,000 showed up, I've now taken out that bucket, and it's very hard to replace 10,000. Or 100,000, because now I got to convince these 100,000 to come back and then some, because I need to make up for the difference. And I need to hope that 100,000 don't flip on the other side. Have you ever heard the term, it's hard to find a good man? Not even a good black man, just a good man or a good woman.
Oh, yeah, of course I heard the same. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the same thing, babe. So it's not, but it's just 100,000. No, that 100,000 can flip you, turn you upside down. And we know this based upon the fact that it only took 10,000 to hand that entire state over to Trump. You cannot look at the popular, because that's not how it works.
No.
It matters what counties people are voting in. All of that matters.
Right. It's three main counties I'm looking at. Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne. And they...
And Dearborn did well.
Dearborn's in which county?
So I appreciate
which county?
Looking at the numbers.
Dearborn
getting
that Wayne County,
looking
right?
At the numbers, but I have to say that what
I'm saying. Dearborn's part of Wayne County, is not, or is it Oakland County?
Yes, it's like a merge over in Detroit and, you know, in that area. And notice, again, Detroit, 70% black with no black representation. Rashida Tlaib got a cold base. Five black people ran against her. None of them could beat her. And she has the AIPAC, the Jewish PAC, that spent millions and millions of dollars to get office, and it still didn't work. Them people are committed to be uncommitted. I get the banter, I guess, because there's so much opinion that goes on everywhere. People think that I'm just giving opinion and just, yeah, but it still was this. I'm not here to debate you, baby. What I'm telling you is that Joe Biden and the Democrats cannot ignore 100,000 people that went up to the polls to make sure they are a problem. And 100,000 can absolutely be a problem. It's called organizing. They're raising money. They're getting people to the polls. They're expanding it in various states. So if you want to sit back on that high horse and say, oh, I'm not worried about it, it's just the same as 2012. No, it's not the same as 2012. What do you mean a war was going on Americans? This ain't about no Americans. This is Palestinians versus Jewish. You look your hit. This is a different type of war, baby. You realize that you're talking to a group of people that felt so strongly about their shit that they went in drove a plane through the Twin Towers, right? You do realize that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I understand it.
So that east side, I don't think you're getting it though. See that east side, that when you start giving them east siders, that's totally different. They believe in this shit. Somebody literally burned themselves up, set themselves up to be burned up this last Sunday saying free Palestine. This shit hit different. Our community don't do this. No disrespect, but we don't do this. We let them play in our face and say one thing and then come back and say another. No, baby, they're not playing. These Muslims ain't playing. So that Trump is worse and all that. That shit don't mean nothing to them. Pay attention. Look. And yes, Trump would do a Muslim ban. Yes. And they said, we'll deal with that. We deal with that. Right now, they vote to Joe Biden and they're asking for Joe Biden to do something. And they ain't reading books about it. And they ain't landing planes about it. They ain't talking about it. They organizing about it. They people to go to the polls and show, here we are. That's the difference.
So let's see. Okay.
So when you're comparing, because I know you're over there trying to find numbers to compare.
I already have my numbers up. I was looking at some other stuff. I want to see Rashida Tlaib's district, and I see us capturing Dearborn in the area where it's definitely highly Muslim, highly Palestinian, highly Arab.
It's highly Black, though, too, because Detroit is 70% Black. That's why 5 Black people ran against her, and she beat them all.
That's a section of Detroit. It's not all of Detroit, though. That's why I was asking about the...
I know that, but it's still, if you look and see... Yeah, I get it. Of course, everything's a section of everything, love. What I'm trying to tell you is Michigan, period, both of their representatives, both of their Congress representatives are Palestinian. They don't have Black representation at all. Go look at the pact that that Bakari Sellers started with the Jewish community to try to get a Black person in, and they still lost because Rashida Tlaib's on the ground game is tough.
So that takes care of part of Detroit. What about the other section of Detroit that's not in her district?
It doesn't really matter, baby. She's a congressperson, and she got 100,000 some people show up to say hell no. So we're just talking just to be talking. At the end of the day, they spent millions of dollars to try to get her out, and she won. You know why? Because she knows how to organize. All the rest of this is just talk. Not being mean, I'm just saying it has no relevance to what I'm talking about today. What I'm talking about, PACs matter, and that the lie of saying don't have a PAC doesn't matter. The lie of saying immigrants don't have PACs to get stuff done. The lie about saying all you need to do is just sit home and not say nothing and not be organized is not true. That's the main idea of this conversation.
You
had an elected official, Rashida Tlaib, is an actual elected congressperson that went against a sitting president, her own Democrat sitting president, tell people to show up and vote no commitment. That has not happened. You can never get a Black congressperson to do that ever. They would never go against the sitting president. This is a different time. They mean that shit. Palestinians are dead. It's about a ceasefire, and they're going to use every resource and every tool they have to get his attention. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But in the meantime, they're going to use every tool, and it's not just going to be hashtags.
And that's where I fall down was I just don't think it's working. I think it's done some stuff. I mean, if we're working that much, then I just don't see the optics of, we'll have a ceasefire while I'm licking my ice cream right now. We'll have a ceasefire.
Well, I just gave you, I mean, you're saying it's not working, but I just gave you the numbers. So if you want to debate the data on how it only takes 10,000 people to lose a state, to lose Michigan, and they literally had 100,000 show up, then baby, ain't nothing I can do for you. I'm telling you the data.
We've been talking data. You're talking one set of data.
So for you to say it's working to get his intention, it's always working. That's why everybody's talking about it today. That's why it's always working. What ain't working is somebody sitting at home and hashtagging and not doing anything.
Oh,
that's not working. Because it's way more people who didn't vote in Michigan than people that voted, whether it was for Biden, no commitment, or Dean Phillips. Way more people didn't vote. That's always the case. Nobody is helping. I'm just not voting. Okay, cool. That make it easier for me to get my people out. That's not the power tool that people think it is. The power tool is, why don't you get people to go vote right in reparations? Go write it in. So you can say, hey, it's 60,000 of us here. We're only going to get stronger. So you can think it's not working. I know better, though.
I hear you. Like I said, we're both looking at data. You're analyzing it one way. I'm analyzing it a different way.
No, we're not analyzing it. Let me be funny. Okay. I'm not saying this to be mean. We're not analyzing it no way because you've never worked on a campaign. So we're not even. You're just looking window shopping. I'm telling you what I did in Michigan. I'm telling you what I know. Not being funny, but we're not the same. I know we both have a microphone. I know it seems like we're the same, but you're not an analyst. Not at all. Because in order to be an analyst, it will require you having some institutional knowledge. It require you having to work on a campaign and know what a number, those numbers mean that you're looking at. You're just looking at it. You're just looking at 5 apples versus 5 apples and saying, yo, they had 5 apples in 2012. So what's the big deal? So no, we're not analyzing the same, baby, because I am an analyst, whether people like it or not. I am. I've worked over 50 campaigns. So we ain't looking at it the same, baby. I'm educating you, and you're deciding not to take the knowledge, and that's fine. I'm not gonna try to convince you.
I take your education. I take it from who I can get it. You know what I'm saying? I love Charlamagne has a great.
But don't take it from everybody because some people been on. Don't take it from everybody because some people been lying.
Okay, let me not use altruisms. You know, altruisms like that. Excuse me. I said, I listen, I learn. You don't want one.
But let's not. But we don't want to say we're. Only reason why I'm pushing back on that not to be. you know, boastful or whatever, but we're not we're not analyzing it the same. See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. If I'm a doctor and you're not a doctor and we're both looking at a body and saying, how do we do this heart surgery? Oh, well, you know, we're just looking at analyzing it different. No, because you literally have never done surgery. It's not the same. And because everybody has an opinion on it, and everybody clicks this damn mic and everybody goes on and on and think because they looked it up and what are that's why we have the misinformation that's going on now in our community. It actually takes you working on a damn campaign. It really does. Whether people are buying or not, you have to go get that real experience. It is not just from listening. The people that people be listening to ain't never worked on a campaign. Surgeon about heart surgery and never perform heart surgery. You simply have to work on these campaigns and know what the hell you're talking about. They can read a million books. I got a lot of friends in here that love, man, they got their book game down. I was reading, and let me take it from page 28, said, and until your ass get on the ground in politics, on the ground, I ain't talking about meetings. I'm work on somebody's campaign. Go know what it means to be up from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., working, knocking on doors, having conversations, flipping all over, getting people on your side, organizing a city you ain't never lived in. You're going to have to do that about 50 times before you start thinking you can analyze something the way I analyze it. That's just the truth. I did that in Flint in 2016. My mother was dying of cancer. I talked to her on a daily basis. I had an Android before. I had an iPhone just so I could FaceTime on a daily basis. While Michigan was going on, I had to go back and take my mother off life support and then go back on the campaign trail. So no, baby, we ain't analyzing it the same. We can't possibly be analyzing it the same because we don't have the same experience. And in order to be an analyst, it requires some institutional knowledge in addition to your experience. I watched Bernie flip that state. By the way, if he had to go back now, he would lose because he did not stay engaged with any of those people in Flint. I did though. You know who told me Eric Mays passed? The reason why I was able to post it before the media posted, Daniel Green. You know who Daniel Green is? The one that I introduced him to Bernie Sanders, who he never called back after that introduction. We're still good friends. That's what organizing is. So if he had to go back right now, would nobody be supporting Bernie Sanders?
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.